Title: Buying or Selling a Small Business Government Contractor? Draft the letter of intent carefully to avoid immediate affiliation. Content: Buying a small business government contractor may not be as simple as a standard acquisition. This is particularly true if the small business wants to continue to qualify for federal small business set-aside and sole source awards during negotiations. The U.S. Small Business Administration, SBA, treats stock options, convertible securities, and agreements to merge, including agreements in principle, as having a present effect on the power to control a concern. So if a letter of intent is sufficiently firm to be considered an agreement in principle, the SBA's regulations require such agreements be given present effect on the power to control a concern deeming the two entities are immediately affiliated. In other words, the small business likely is no longer small, and if it is a specialty small business concern, like woman-owned or service-disabled veteran-owned, it is likely ineligible for those programs as well, before the deal even is done. On the other hand, agreements to open or continue negotiations towards the possibility of a merger or a sale of stock at some later date are not considered agreements in principle and are not given present effect. In practice, what this means is that a letter of intent must be carefully drafted to ensure that it does not trigger the present effect rule before the parties are ready or willing to be considered affiliated. A small business is considered affiliated with another business if there is an agreement to merge, including agreements in principle such as a definitive letter of intent. When a small business and another business have a close relationship or share control, they may be considered affiliated generally. Affiliation exists when one business controls or has the power to control another, or when a third party controls or has the power to control both businesses. SBA considers affiliates to be a single entity when calculating a small business's size. In other words, if the applicable size standard is 1,000 employees and the small business has 600 employees but a potential buyer has 900 employees, the small business is considered to have 1,500 employees for size purposes and is not small for the procurement. Affiliation can lead to a number of concerns for both entities, including loss of business, potential criminal liability, or liability under the Civil False Claims Act, so vigilance is key in monitoring relationships and how they impact a small business status. Whether a letter of intent is deemed an agreement in principle that is given present effect, or merely an agreement to open or continue negotiations, is a question that the SBA will address through a fact-specific inquiry based on the totality of the circumstances. Generally, a letter of intent will be given present effect if it has sufficiently definitive terms such as the price of the acquisition, tax and legal structure, asset or stock sale, etc., exclusivity, limited due diligence, and/or prohibitions on withdrawal. On the other hand, if the letter of intent does not have definitive terms, if the price is not settled, the deal structure is unknown, the parties are not negotiating exclusively, the deal is contingent on extensive due diligence, and/or the parties may withdraw at any time, it is likely there is merely an agreement to open or continue negotiations, this kind of letter of intent is not given present effect. As a practical matter, this means that both the buyer and the small business seller entering into an exclusive letter of intent will need to balance the benefits of exclusivity against the need to allow the small business to maintain its status to be eligible for federal awards. This question is not purely academic. Though the question of present effect and the resulting affiliation may impact the seller's business pipeline, disqualifying it from future business, but perhaps more notably, affiliation can also put the prime and subcontractors at risk of civil and criminal fraud violations, as well as suspension or debarment from federal contracting based on a false certification. It would be shame if the party's zeal to move forward with the transaction resulted in expensive downstream liabilities that both parties could have avoided by crafting the letter of intent more thoughtfully. Under the SBA regulations, a small business